Hello and welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Gwen Flamberg.
Oh, hello.
Travis Cronin.
Hey.
Sarah Huron.
Hi.
And I'm Brody Brown.
Happy birthday, Brody.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's today, Brody's
yes,
birthday.
Yes, it's today. Yes, Travis, well played. Oh my God.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Okay, we're wow. so sorry for that, but that was just a moment of indulgence. Yes, thank you guys for being here to celebrate my birthday.
Are you 24?
Yeah, finally. Oh my God, you guys, I don't want to talk about it. Being 24 is so hard.
But I know.
We are going to dive in. We've got so much to talk about. We've got to get in and out of here. There's so much news breaking today. It's wild. Another Duggar, well, Forsythe is pregnant. Mm-hmm. Exciting stuff. Janelle Evans, we want to like keep her alive. But first, to kick off this Hot Hollywood podcast, let's set our celebrity intentions just as a reminder for everyone. These are not intentions for ourselves. No, we're all into that feel good, hoo-hoo, whatever, but we're not intention setting for us. We're intention setting for them, the celebs. Gwen, please kick it off. What celeb are you setting your intention for this week? Is it going to be Megan again?
It's still Megan.
I have set an intention for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Markle, Duchess Megan, the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes.
All right, Megs, listen. You're holed up there in Windsor.
Yeah.
The press is swarming. Can you please have that baby? Mm-hmm. My intention for you is to have that baby healthfully and swiftly and then walk outside, step outside. I want you to look really cute.
Yeah.
I want to be able to compare your first post-maternity look with your sister-in-law, Kate's.
Yeah.
So, like, come on, do it. Give it to us. Come on. We're ready. The world is waiting. Prince Harry is waiting.
Yeah.
The Queen is waiting.
Come
and
on.
Let's be honest.
Don't make the Queen wait.
Right.
She's got limited time.
Prince Philip,
she's on the clock.
Waiting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He certainly doesn't have much time to wait. So let's do this, Megs.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Get to push a mama. Okay, Travis, your turn.
Mine is for Robert Pattinson.
Ooh, good one.
He just gave an interview to the Times Style Sunday where he said when he's reading parts, he often thinks another actor should take his place. And he says, this would be so cool if someone else could do it. I literally think I have no talent at all, which I think is just so sad. And I just want Rob to stop being a sad boy and beating himself down because
you
are
worth
it.
Say it.
I know what you are and you're worth
it. Vampire.
Exactly what I wanted to say. Thank you so much. Thank you. But I just want him to be happy and love himself.
I love that, Travis.
That's
Thank
really
you.
Sweet.
That's very positive. Sarah?
My intention is for the cast of The Real Housewives of Orange County, mm-hmm. who just left for their cast trip to Miami to celebrate Shannon Bedore's divorce and Vicki Gumbelson's engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need them to really bring it because it's whoop it up. It's been like a rough couple of seasons. I need them to go hard. I need them to get drunk. And I need them to go to fly to Mexico and go to Andalés ASAP.
I have a feeling that will likely happen.
I've been to Andalés.
I'm so jealous.
There's a donkey outside.
This is the one that gets me. I don't care about all those people you've met that I haven't. I just want to go to Andalés.
I get it. Housewives are just like us. And my intention is for Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey. I know there's been a little headway in their, you know, relationship, and it's tough because they are both divas in their own right, but I want them to come together and do a surprise summer banger.
Mm-hmm.
People would not expect it. We'd be shocked. It'd be like, wow, these two queens put their egos aside and came up with something the world needs and deserves.
That would heal the world.
Yeah.
And the Billboard Music Awards, maybe.
It would tonight. It would, you know, envelop the world in peace and probably end world suffering.
Oh, for
but,
sure.
But mm-hmm. speaking
and
of
make
suffering.
Your birthday even better.
Oh, my God, it really would. Please. But don't eclipse my birthday. let's dive into it. And the first thing we need to get into is this horrifying Janelle Evans, David Eason thing. So last night on our site, we broke the news that David had killed Janelle's dog Nugget. This story was out there. Radar Online actually got the scoop from the police, and then we were able to identify what actually happened. And our sources said David shot the dog, and the dog had snapped at David and Janelle's daughter, Ensley, and that prompted David to shoot it. And that people were worried about where the kids were. And Jace, we learned from our source, was on a cruise with Barbara. And the source said that Janelle left the house with her other two kids, and she just went to pack a bag, but she doesn't feel safe with David in the wake of his actions, and she was scared and terrified. Now, Janelle confirmed the news on her Instagram this morning. Sarah, what did she say in her Instagram post?
Nugget, I'm crying every day. I love you so much, and I'm so sorry. I'm speechless. You were my sidekick and knew the moment I felt bad and would cuddle up with me. You still had a lot to learn and a lot to grow from your lessons. Every day I wake up and you're not here. When I come home, you're not here. When I go to bed, you're not here. You're gone forever and there's no coming back. Hashtag heartbroken, hashtag distraught.
Now, I liked that dramatic reading of Sarah's, I don't think that you used the correct slightly psychopathic tone that Janelle would have used.
Yeah.
I've been watching these teen moms since I was in middle school. I don't know what hooked me, but I haven't given up on them for the past decade. And Janelle has done a lot of, you know, made a lot of really poor choices.
Yes.
1,000%. Some of them worse than others, and her taste in men has definitely proven to be worse and worse over the years. However, I do always feel bad for her in the back of my mind, and this is just so dark, and I hope that this is enough for her to take her kids, get out of here, and hire, like, a security guard or something, because I'm very scared of David, and I always have been.
He is really scary, and he's really aggressive.
And he confirmed the news on his own Instagram. He admitted it.
Yes. Travis, what did he say in his... He posted
a
video.
This is some reading.
What did he say? Come on, give us some aggression.
I don't give a damn that an animal bites my baby on the face, he captioned the clip. Whether it be your dog or mine, a dog is a dog, and I don't put up with that at all. I'm all about protecting my family. It's my life's mission. Some people are worth killing or dying for, and my family means that much to me.
You know what, Travis? You were so kind to censor shit. We're actually, Sam, our producer, said we can say shit because it's important because we should be able to say David Eason is a piece of shit.
Yes.
And you know what? That's a little revenge because one time I texted David Eason.
Oh, boy.
This was October 18th after he threw Janelle to the ground. Remember that horrible thing? And then she covered up for him and called after she had called the police and been like,
my husband
he beat me. And so I wrote to David, you know, as we sometimes reach out to people like, you know, of Teen Mom. And I was like, hey, David, it's Brody at Us Weekly. He wrote back, who? How the f*** did you get my number? And what the f*** makes you think I want to talk to you? Sorry, Sam. And then I wrote back really politely because I thought I was going to get like punched in the throat over text. Sorry, I thought you'd want to clear up what's going on, as there are now multiple reports out there saying someone called the police about an assault at your home over the weekend. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to tell people what actually happened in your own words. He wrote back, you got $100,000. And I wrote back, I definitely don't. He wrote back, broke bitch.
I remember this.
I wrote back, ha, I've been called worse. If money isn't ever necessary and you'd like to clear anything up, let me know, as again, we'd like to get your words out there and make sure your perspective and Janelle's are represented. Hello, we're a news organization.
Broke bitch.
And he wrote back, shut the fuck up. And I wrote back, the offer still stands. Take care. So, David Eason, if you're listening, listen, we'd love to get your perspective out there.
We have Janelle's.
Clear up what type of garbage you are because you shot your dog. Well, we talked to Janelle. And Sarah, give us a little bit of what Janelle told us about this incident.
So Janelle is still shocked and upset, obviously, by what happened. She did confirm that Kaiser and Ensley were not in the room. David took the dog outside to the woods to
She told us specifically, all the kids were inside the house in the living room with me. David was outside by the woods about 2 acres away from the house. She also said David shot the dog with a shotgun outside in the woods after snapping at Ensley.
And the big bombshell is that she did say, we're dealing with a rough situation. I want to focus on what's best for me and my kids, and divorce is in my thoughts, but nothing is final.
Well, a source told us that she is strongly considering divorce, and holy Christ, I hope she's more than strongly considering
it. Sad she said that because it usually, I mean, she, even on her Twitter last night, she was kind of defending him, and then obviously it's kind of gone back and forth. Like, she's always sending these mixed messages, and I understand she's in a very volatile situation, and I don't want to, like, tell her, pressure her on, like, what to do. But I just am happy she even, like, brought that up because in the past she would have just, like, not even with him.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because she's kind of defending him the way she talked to us. She said, he snapped at my 2-year-old Ensley. He doesn't put up with that, and those are his beliefs. She said he snapped at her face, and David doesn't tolerate that from any end. Now, when he said that really homophobic, trashy stuff, she also said those are his beliefs when he had, like, Confederate flag stuff. I mean, he's a real quality piece of shit.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, those are his beliefs. So she really distances herself, but she allows him to have those beliefs. And she told us, David and I are not on talking terms. I'm too hurt and upset at the fact that he did that. It's taking time to get over this whole situation. It's making me feel he's very cruel and doesn't have a heart on many ends. Well, girl.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
She also was posting a lot of Ariana Grande song clips.
Yes, yeah, she
thank
was.
You next.
The thing, but then she also posted Bad Idea, which
and
is
in
about
my head.
And in my head. And Bad Idea is about calling your ex over who's not good for you to like have sex.
Yeah.
So that, you know, worried me a lot. She should be thinking more Thank You Next and a little less.
Well, speaking of Thank You Next, guys, really devastating news. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale have broken up.
I won't believe it.
I'm kind of sad.
I know, you guys,
please. I'm a little sad.
Why are you sad, Gwen?
Are we sure that they broke up?
Yeah, we are sure. A source confirmed to us they broke up last week. A source told us that they had pumped the brakes. They're still hanging out. Huh. It's friendly, but it wasn't as romantic. And now a source has confirmed
they done.
It's
all right. Over. Well, I didn't think that he was going to be like the daddy to her children who are
19-year-old child. I think.
Closer in age to him.
She must be 20.
Than to her, but I don't know. I liked her for him. I liked that. You know, Pete got the hot chick. I liked that she was, like, really into hanging out with him. I liked the modern romance of it all. I was just into it. But it's all right. There are a lot of other fish out there in the sea for Pete Davidson. Mm.
This is true. Travis, what do you feel about it?
I just think of their skinny legs together and bed together sort of just makes me cringe a little. I think they're just too thin to be with each other.
Oh, God.
Exactly what I feel.
You know what's so funny? We talked to Sarah Silverman at an event last night in New York, and we were like, hey, you're friends with Kate Beckinsale, and she likes comedians. Now that she's single, who do you think she should date next? And Sarah said to us, oh, God, like anyone she wants. I remember when Prince Harry was single. Like, I would live vicariously through her, and I'd be like, oh, my God, date Prince Harry. Because, like, she could. Now she couldn't. But, like, you know, she's so beautiful and beyond that, just a really big brain. She's so quick. It's bizarre. It's too much. I think it's too much. And she was like, I don't know who's right for her, but she'll figure it out. I'm the last person. I mean, what about for me? Well, Sarah, well, it's not about you. It's about Kate Beckinsale. But, guys, who do we think that Pete Davidson should date next? Gwen?
Okay, wait for it. Are you ready?
Oh, my God, I'm ready. I'm
actually
really excited.
Is everybody sitting down? Yes. I've got it. I've got this.
Yes.
Okay, two words. Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
That was an inspired choice.
All right, here's
yes,
what
it
I
was.
Think.
Wow.
And why do you hate Jennifer Aniston?
No, I think, listen, he obviously is really into hot older ladies with great bodies. Yeah. I mean, I'm available, Pete. I'm just saying.
So am
just
I, saying. Actually, for the record. And exactly. I'm a little bit of an older lady than you, Pete, but I'm working on my body.
Aniston's got the body.
Yeah.
Okay? She has been known to date, like, hot younger guys. Like,
John
when
Mayer.
She was with John Mayer, okay?
And the other
She male. Also, you know, remember there was that moment when, like, she dated John Mayer. She went out with, who's the guy who married Olivia Wilde to, like, every
Jason
hot chick?
Sudeikis.
No, they're not fully married, Jason.
Oh,
well, they're,
right.
They're together. They're together. And you know what I think about him? Because every one
hot
of them
girl,
single
Jason.
Ladies in Hollywood was dating him. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Okay? I think it rhymes with, gig.
Mm.
What I'm thinking.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and Pete Davidson. Known
yes.
to also.
She's speaking in code, but she's big okay. was the word that she yes. wanted to rhyme
okay.
it with.
All right.
And Ariana informed us about Pete.
That's
Ariana,
right.
Ariana
and now,
said
here's
his,
the thing. The BDE.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She likes mm-hmm. a hot young guy with
she
the
does.
BDE. And then here's the thing
Stars
that it would do
like
for
us.
Her. Also, we know that Jennifer Aniston likes to get a little attention,
yes.
you guys. She's a little thirsty for the attention.
She doesn't have enough smart water. Is that her smart water?
No, she ran out of Vivino.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I think that this is it. This
great
is it.
Great idea.
Pete,
that's a cute
call
idea.
Jen Ann. Do it.
Yeah, but then who do you date after Jen Aniston? It was like, one, Vince Vaughn
Angelina
dated
Jolie?
Jen Aniston.
Oh,
yeah, that's
dark.
True.
I
that's
think you go to
only.
Angelina.
Yeah, if you don't want to like have your life completely shattered.
Too soon.
It's what one does.
Travis, who do you think he should date?
You know, I think I have a little controversy.
Janelle Evans.
Save Janelle.
No. It was going to be Farrah Abraham, Backdoor Team Mom.
Wow.
But I wish I wouldn't like, you know, that would just be too messy. But I think Pete should date a life coach, a therapist, and himself for a solid year.
Ooh.
And he doesn't
her name
need
was
to be
Ari
messing
and he's
around.
Good with that.
Yeah. He needs to date himself just like she said in Thank You Next. I don't think he's ready to jump into anything. It doesn't seem to be going well ever. I think he needs to get a team around him, a life coach, a therapist, a whole breakup team. Mm-hmm. And just live with himself for a year. Maybe
like
see
that.
The sun.
You're not going to like my decision because you never
Jesus,
do.
I already feel like I'm clenching my teeth. Go
well,
ahead.
Well, I just feel like the only thing missing in this Pete Davidson saga for the last, you know, year that we've been following him is a Kardashian. So I think he should date Kendall
Kourtney.
Jenner. Or Courtney.
Courtney.
Oh, God, he should date
Courtney.
Yeah, he should date Courtney. That would be
or
fantastic.
Kendall. Or both.
I think Courtney. I think Courtney.
Courtney.
And
I'm
better.
So disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm so depressed. He should date Courtney. I guess.
You're right. But, so actually, combined, Travis and I. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't think. Remember, he was dating Kazi, and she was in California. I think he needs a local relationship. That was the good thing about when Ariana, when she was living here, they had that apartment. Mm. He needs someone local, which is why
Lindsay Shookus.
I wanted to say he needs someone who's on the same page as him and gets it. So maybe
Courtney
Leslie
Love.
Jones.
Oh,
wow,
okay.
That would be a plot twist.
That would be fantastic.
Sometimes two friends just fall for each other.
Yeah.
Or my left hook here would be Adele, just because completely different stratosphere. Yes. She likes a guy with a sense of humor.
Yes.
And it would be different.
Yes. He just seems to be drawn to very, very thin women.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
he's
not only to, like, very thin, painfully thin women.
Right, and she's more natural, curvy, and I don't know if she'd put up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I would love to see Leslie put up with him. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like she'd put him right in his place.
I might be able to be the therapist and life coach he needed along with a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good exercise. Oh, wait, I want to talk about something else because Isa Gonzalez, do you guys remember her? So
Isa Gonzalez?
Isa. Oh, my apologies.
Yeah. Itza.
Oh, okay.
Itza?
Well, I'm so sorry. Wow. Itza Gonzalez.
Itza. I thought it was Itza.
Gwen. International Gwen is going to school us.
I have interviewed her.
Okay. Yeah. And it's Itza.
Yeah, she's lovely. And it's Itza. Yeah.
Itza Gonzalez.
Itza. Well, do you guys remember the name Itza Gonzalez?
Of course.
She's going to be in the Godzilla versus King Kong movie coming up, but she's dating, a source just told us that she's dating this NBA player, Klay Thompson. The incredible thing about Itza Gonzalez, and the reason I want to shine a little spotlight on her, is she dated Josh Duhamel.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
That she was the first girl he dated after Fergie.
Yeah.
She dated Liam Hemsworth after he broke up with Miley.
Dated's a strong word.
She was with Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And she went on some dates with Calvin Harris after he broke up with Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
like, for the number of famous guys she's dated, I feel like more people would know Itza Gonzalez, but we're just seeing, like, the beginning of her.
She's super hot. She's super beautiful.
She's super famous
she
in Mexico.
She was once in the Us Weekly Oscars gatefold of beautiful faces.
Yeah, I feel like people like to dress her because she's so gorgeous and she's a great body.
Kick-ass body.
She's super famous in Mexico because her mom was like the telenovela star.
Yeah.
There's no one more famous than her mom, like in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And she famously had like a crap ton of plastic surgery procedures.
Her mom?
And her 16-year-old self looks completely different from this one. The befores and afters are fantastic.
Oh,
if you want to check
them out. If anybody is a scholar of plastic surgery and people who've had it, it's...
Girl, you don't even need...
Travi cakes.
You don't even need eyes to see this transformation. Hers is one of the craziest. It's amazing.
Wow. Okay. Well, guys, you know I love to do a weekly look back at an old Us Weekly issue. And I'll pull it out because I am so obsessed with our 25 Things You Don't Know About Me franchise.
Yes.
And for the listeners, you know 25 Things About Me runs in every issue. You can always Google it online. I pulled the May 25th, 2015 issue inside their new home, First Days with Charlotte. It's William and Kate. I thought it was appropriate with, you know, the royal baby.
Charlotte's birthday is tomorrow also.
Yeah, happy. Yeah. Great. Thank you for really giving it an even more relevant tie,
Sarah.
You're
welcome.
So I'm going to read the 25 things list of this celebrity, and you three are going to guess who it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
I'm addicted to any kind of red candy. Number two, I can hold my breath underwater for 2 minutes. Number three, when I'm tired, I get slap happy. I tend to speak in my operatic singing voice. Number four, pizza, pasta, and a movie is my go-to Sunday routine. Skipping number five. Number six, my favorite color is yellow because it's the color of joy and sunshine.
Gwen Stefani.
No.
Mariah Carey.
No. Number seven, I have 24 nieces and nephews. Ooh. I think I'm the cool aunt. Number eight, I love cleaning out my closet and do it at least twice a year. Number nine, I love serenading my dogs. One time I belted A Whole New World to harmony.
Oh, is it Kristen Chenoweth?
No.
Is it Carrie Underwood?
No. Well, she sat on a pillow that to me looked like a magic carpet. Number 10, I got my belly button pierced when I was 13, 15, and 19.
Wow.
But I now have no ring in it. I recommend not doing this at any age. Number 11, I was a Gryffindor in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, but don't blink or you'll miss me.
What?
I'm skipping number
Emma Watson?
12. I'm skipping number 13. Skipping number 14. Number 15, I'm royalty, so they say, since my second toe is longer than my big toe. Number 16, sunflowers are my favorite flowers. Number 17, I have a birthmark under my left arm. You guys are really stumped.
Megan Fox.
No, you guys are close.
I always say someone British. They only put British people in Harry Potter.
Number 18, I make the best banana bread.
Julianne Hough.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I just remember she was in the background of Harry Potter.
Oh, my
and I said that.
Was she in the background of Harry Potter?
Yes, for like 2 seconds.
Obviously. Wow. Sarah got it.
Wow. Sarah, you are so good.
It just came to me. It literally just came to me.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Well
done. And
then
with the nice, I was like, oh my God, the nieces and nephews of it all.
Yeah, she's Mormon. Oh, because they're Mormon.
She's Mormon. And she is very sunshine and rainbows. Wow. That was my first one.
I love Disney Princess Band-Aids. Girl, who doesn't? This seems to be something people don't know about you.
Who doesn't?
But yeah, that was 25 Things You Don't Know About Me with Julianne
Hough. I think we all have a point now for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, you guys are all really good.
That was good.
Okay, let's talk about this 50 Cent, Lala Kent, Randall.
Oh, jeez.
Randall drama, because Randall Emmett drama, because Sarah, what's the 411? Please catch
us. Oh my God, it was so dramatic. This whole weekend, all I did was refresh Instagram. Basically, it all started with 50 Cent watching Vanderpump Rules, as one does. He posted a clip of Lala talking about how the first time she slept and hooked up with Randall, he bought her a Range Rover. He called her a hoe for this declaration and confession. She didn't love that. She clapped back at him in the post. It was unclear if he was joking to begin with, but with her responses, there was clearly something going on. They went back and forth. Then he just started posting all this crazy stuff about Lala and Randall, and he claimed Randall owed him $1 million. And then he wouldn't stop posting, and he was like, money by Monday, Randall, like threatening him. And then he started posting all their text messages where Randall was claiming he was having chest pains and heart issues over these posts and these memes and to delete them. But 50 Cent was just like, no, you can't. I'm not going to delete them until you give me my money by Monday. And then in all his freaking out, Randall called him Fofty instead of 50 in all his texts. So the Fofty Cent meme was born, which will go down in history. Mm-hmm. Long story short, by Monday, 50 Cent got his
Fofty
got his money. Some people are claiming it was actually only $65K, which is I think what Lala was saying on her Instagram story, but 50 said it was $1 million. Either way, now they're allegedly all cool.
Travis, who are you rooting for in this?
Fofty.
Ooh.
Not 50 Cent, but Fofty the meme.
Fofty is for us.
I'm
that
not
means
rooting for 50
we're
cent.
Winning.
For the people.
The people.
But he's been in so many feuds. He went after Vivica Fox at one point.
He's like suing Tierra Marie out of everything she has. He's
I love
stolen
Uncle Fitty.
All of her money.
I love Uncle Fitty because you know what? He's from Queens and so am I. And he just takes no shiz.
True.
Well, he also goes looking for shiz, like actively. He's like sort of become just like a troll.
Yeah.
He's really rich still, but he has become a troll. Floyd Mayweather. I mean, he just loves to get in fights with people. But, you know, I'm here for the Fofty
memes.
But
it was
so
very
you.
Dramatic. Everyone thought that Lala and Randall were fighting over it because she deleted all her photos of him besides, like, one. But they are fine.
Right,
they were at Katie and Tom's house last night. They're going to Paris. Everyone's fine.
And a source told us there's no trouble between Lala and Randall. They're very happy. They aren't fighting. She cleaned up her Instagram because it was a lot of old
pics. How'd she not know that it was going, you know, we stalk her Instagram
at
all times, Lala.
She knew.
But
she didn't know.
The wedding is on. She did tell us exclusively that 50 Cent Into Club was supposed to be on her wedding playlist a few months ago. Unclear if that song is still on the playlist, but the wedding is happening. People.
That's a Vanderpump Rules and 50 update, but we also have a little news. We have confirmed, per our sources, that The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion will be filming in L.A. on June 5th.
And Lisa Vanderpump.
Will she be there? Last week, Teddy Mellencamp told us that she believes she definitely will be there.
Erica Jane,
what did she tell us?
She said that she thinks she's going to be there. Why wouldn't she be?
Very
nonchalant.
I believe Erica's thoughts.
I don't know what she's going to do. I hope she shows up for my entertainment value. I think if she does, it'll be a short segment and she'll cry the whole time and probably not say anything. But I still want to watch that. Or she'll do some tape thing with Andy on the side.
But we've heard from sources that the women know that she'll try to pitch that as an idea, but they're not going to let her do that. They usually Bravo holds their check till the final moment.
To the reunion.
Yeah, so.
Adrian Maloof.
Girl, you want that? Yeah. Who in this world is Adriana Maloof?
She needs to.
That was your Yolanda, then Foster.
I haven't heard Yolanda Hadid say anything
like
love.
That. Oh my
Hello,
God.
Love.
I'm excited for Camille Grammer and to bring up the Brett Kavanaugh stuff.
Oh my God. It's going to be a good reunion whether LVP is there or not, because the drama's already shifting, but I still need her there.
We have two more quick topics, then we are going to bounce out of here and go celebrate my birthday and sign in our own individual ways. But Britney Spears, she is out of treatment.
She's been froed.
She's been freed.
She's been freed.
It is the cover of Us Weekly this week. You guys can check it out. Obviously, Britney went into a facility to do little tweaks to make sure she was not physical tweaks.
Yeah, I was going to say, this wasn't like a plastic surgery mission,
No, this
everyone.
Is not a plastic surgery story. She just needed to get herself back on track. Sources said to us that after her dad got sick last year, she was really thrown for a loop. Her doctors were trying to adjust her medication just because that's sort of a general practice, and that is a long procedure. So she decided the best thing for her would be to go to this facility. Our sources have told us that she's out of the facility that came a little bit before the weekend. Mm-hmm. She reunited with her boys. She had her boys this weekend. She's back at home. Travis, what else do we know? Doctors are going to be checking in with her.
Yes. So they finally got her meds right. She was, like, in turmoil because her father's, like, colon exploded for all intents and purposes when he was in there.
It was really close to death
in there. So she was freaking out. They were seeing a little bit signs of her bipolar breakdown of 2007-2009.
But not entirely because—
No, just our, little signs.
Our source said that there were— it was, like, echoes of that, but that it was not close to that.
Right. She was stressed and, like, maybe missed a med here and there, whatever. They got her checked out. She's good. My biggest question is here, why doesn't she own her own tanning bed? Because she went to a tanning salon, and Britney Spears has so much money. You think it would be easy for her, if she's going to choose that, just to keep one inside of her home? And that's the biggest question.
That is a good question. I'm just happy that this whole Free Britney thing is over, because I was so torn on what I'm supposed to believe. Yeah.
Is it over? Have you been on Instagram? Have you gone down a hole? Because
it's
still going.
I think that she wanted to get treatment. She needed to get treatment. She's working on herself like we all should be, and that people who are, like, trying to turn her family against each other are not true Britney fans. That's what I think.
Ooh, tell them, Sarah.
Oh, you're gonna— they're gonna send you death threats because she said that they were
sitting at Mr. Brody Brown.
Oh my gosh.
No, for all media inquiries.
And guys, we are still on Royal Baby Watch. Where— I mean, as Gwen noted at the top of the podcast, where is that damn baby? Any day now.
And Harry is supposed to be leaving the country on May 8th. So
he's just going real. But do we— that's so strange. That's so Kanye of him to leave right after the baby comes.
Totally. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Maybe, like, she lied to us and she's not due till later.
It's the Invictus
Games.
It's like his big charity.
Oh, yeah, it's the Invictus Games.
Isn't that when they went to it together at one point?
Yeah, they made their
debut. The Australia one, the big one.
Have we all made bets on what the baby will be?
I think it's going to be a girl.
Definitely
a
girl.
You don't think that that whole thing that leaked yesterday about the boy names, like, is—
No, because that happened with Louis, too, and the names that they picked were not Louis.
Right.
This weird— the Kensington Palace website has a lot of malfunctions around the times the babies are due, and they're always, like, taking back, like, doing URLs of names. But last time it was, like, Arthur or something, and Lewis was Lewis.
Weren't there clues through her showers that it was a girl?
Here's the thing.
There were clues for both.
There were clues of the shower. There was little pink decorations and cookies. Serena Williams slipped. Sources have told us she's having a girl. You're already here first. She's having a damn girl. We're betting
girl
the house
name
on.
What?
We're betting at.
We don't have a name, but we just know it's a girl.
My guess is Rose Diana. Yes, that's my guess.
I'm going to say Diana, Victoria Diana or Elizabeth Diana.
Oh.
I think Elizabeth.
I feel like Diana's got to be in there.
Your suggestions this week are so informed. It's really beautiful. Right?
Elizabeth Diana.
Are you into it?
Elizabeth Diana. I think Diana's going to be too hard for Harry to say, like, day to day, because he was so close to his
mom. Yeah, I don't think he's going
to
do first name.
I think middle name would be better.
What was Diana's middle name?
I don't recall.
Oh, I don't know.
It could have been, but it could be something like
Gertrude.
They could name her Diana. I don't know.
Spencer, middle name?
Versace, Donatella.
Something with the whale.
Madison, Diana. No, I think it— I don't know. I kind of—
Sarah
feel
Marie
like
Heron.
Francis was her middle name. Diana Francis Spencer. Mm. So maybe they'll put Francis in there. That would be a nice tip of the hat to—
Well, by next week, hopefully we'll know.
Yes, we definitely will know by next week. And so you can come back and join us on the podcast next week. We're going to have all kinds of fun scoops, splits, probably more. Duggars will be pregnant. Here's hoping.
I bet you it's going to be Elizabeth. Elizabeth Diana, and here's why. Because Elizabeth I was the true badass lady of Britain, and I feel like she brought— there's a lot in the history of the monarchy. I don't know. I think that Meghan is going to give a nod to powerful women.
Mm-hmm. What if she names her Rachel, because that's Meghan's real name?
Oh, I would love that.
That might happen. Very Lorelai Gilmore of her to name her daughter
Rachel
after herself.
Rachel Frances Sussex.
Diana Sussex.
Oh, but then the last name isn't the last name Windsor?
Of Sussex. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're Windsor.
We are not the— this is not the Royal Expert podcast. Do not come
I believe they're all Windsors. It's the House of Windsor. They just happen to be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yes.
So, like, in the UK, like, somebody would refer to him as— oh, I'm having dinner with Sussex. Yeah. No, that's like what they say.
With Harry Windsor.
Well, come join us next week here on the Hot Hollywood Podcast. We'll have all kinds of juicy scoop for you. Please shout with any questions, subscribe,
leave your reviews, ratings, stars.
Yeah, just give us a little love in the comments, and we will talk to you next week here on Hot Hollywood. Thank you.